Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us. Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. My name is Chris Cowan, Tech 4 for the recording studio, and I'd like to thank you for joining us. Being as how we are still early in the new year and are coming to you through a new podcast, what better way to get to know us than by introducing you to our newest employee and our newest Wolfner volunteer? Reader advisor Brandon Kempf recently sat down with both of these individuals for a brief chat so that you can get to know these members of the Wolfner family.
Hi, this is Brandon Kempf, reader advisor, and in a new series of interviews, we're going to not only allow you to get to know some of the Wolfner Library employees and volunteers, but also hear their voices. First up is Wolfner Library's newest employee, Jermon Williams. Jermon is a Tech 1 in circulation, making sure that everyone gets their books and machines mailed out and checked in a timely manner. He also works with the recording studio, reviewing and editing books, as well as monitoring narrators.
Hi, Jermon. Want to introduce everyone to one of our new employees, Jermon Williams. Jermon, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You want to start everything off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yeah. As you heard, my name is Jermon. I lived in Jefferson City for a majority of my life. I'm originally from Madison, Illinois, just over the, over the bridge.
Yep.
You know? And yeah, I was in the National Guard for 8 years. Recently got out around 2019.
Okay.
So that's when I finished my term. And before coming here, I worked in retail for 10 years.
Retail? What kind of retail did you do?
Oh, I did like Target working, general merchandiser. So okay. On the floor, and at times I did backroom work. So I did a lot of that.
Did a lot of everything.
Oh, yeah.
So what ended up bringing you to Wolfner?
I wanted to try something out different. You know, okay. 10 years in retail, you feel like you just stuck in emotions.
Yeah. And you see a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. You see too many things.
Yeah. So you just need a kind of a change of pace, to find something to.
Oh, yeah. Try something new. When I saw the opportunity pop up, I was like, you know, let me try this. I tried applying to different factory jobs to see if that was going to work out, but I didn't get a call back. And this is the first time I got a call back. So I was blown away.
Well,
you know,
I'm glad we called back.
Yeah.
So what a surprise. I mean, you've only been here, been a month, month and a half or so? What kind of has been the biggest surprise that you've had here?
Well, I say the biggest surprise is it's super relaxing and, you know, stress free. Like, you don't have no stress that crosses your mind, like, when you hear.
Well, good.
You know,
that's surprising to hear. So are you a big reader? I should have started, you know, with that before I ask about books.
I say what I recently read is majority of comic books recently, you know, more than books. And when it came to books, it was usually history lessons, so I can write my own comics, you know. But it was mostly comics that I was reading in current times.
Okay, very cool. Comics and do you do manga and things like that, reading, or is it just mostly Americanized?
It's Americanized majority of the time, because I was trying to learn how to approach it.
Okay. So you're an aspiring artist or comic writer?
Yeah, I'm a comic writer.
Okay.
I'm currently in a writing group right now.
Oh, very cool.
That I talked to. I think I got a meeting tonight, you know?
That's cool. So I guess that kind of covers a little bit of the hobbies outside of it. But do you have any other hobbies that you kind of take part on outside of Wolfner?
There's something I stepped away from because I start getting heavy in the writing.
Okay.
Which I used to do podcasting with a friend of mine who lives in Jefferson City, where we got on the mic and just went back and forth on a podcast and tried out different things with the mic and the editing process. I tell you, that's a That's a learning curve. It is. You know, you have to get over.
Yeah, you start, you realize it's a second or third job, however many you have there. Yeah. Yeah, when you do it. So, you know, do you have any favorite genres or any favorite authors or any favorite comic kind of?
I'd say my favorite genre is usually, a lot of times it's going to be horror.
Okay.
But if it's going to be action, it has to have drama with it. It can't just be action by itself.
Okay.
You know, so what was the Bone Parish is a comic book that I read that I got me locked in. And it's a mixture of horror and like action where you have this family who got rich off of this drug that they would basically dig up dead bodies, crush down the bones. And put it into the drug so when anybody smokes it, they get the talent of the person that died before.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. We have to find that one. Try it out. Well, you have anything else that we kind of want to touch on today, Jamone?
To be honest, I think that's it. Yeah, that's straightforward right there.
Well, cool. Welcome to Wolfner. It's a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
It is my pleasure to introduce you to one of Wolfner Library's newest volunteers, Mr. Dan Kempker. How are you doing today, Dan?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. First and foremost, Dan, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about yourself?
I'm the oldest of seven kids and grew up out in the country and always enjoyed reading and also helping people with various things and got a lot of satisfaction from helping with things or being helpful in certain situations.
Big family of kids, you're probably helping.
Being raised in a big family, of course, helped with, with the kids as they were growing up, but as infants especially. And I've just always enjoyed helping people with various things and got a lot of satisfaction out of assisting and being helpful.
Oh, very cool. So growing up and leading up to coming here to Wolfner, your occupation and everything, was that helping people or what did you do? What did you do for a living?
Well, when I finally decided what I wanted to get my degree in, it was accountancy.
Oh, okay.
And so by profession, I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
But my interests go far beyond that. And I enjoy a number of things outside of the accounting world.
Okay.
But in several different scenarios, not only in high school and volunteer situations, but also in working environments, I've been a very mission-oriented person. And so that's always been part of my focus is doing something that I feel fulfilled in, but then also assisting others.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So what brought you to the Wolfner Library as a volunteer?
Several years ago, I found out that a priest friend of mine was coming down with macular degeneration.
Okay.
And there was a book that I thought that he would find very interesting. And I thought it would be great if I could record this for him. Years prior to that, I knew about Wolfner. And but then a friend of mine volunteered to be a reader here at Wolfner. And I thought that would be perfect. And so it was a couple of years after I found out about the friend of mine volunteering to read that I then contacted Wolfner and offered.
Oh, very cool. So serendipity almost. Brought you here.
Absolutely.
So you are a reader here. So what are we working on right now?
Currently, we are reading Hoosiers and Scrubby Dutch about St. Louis's South Side lifestyle, antics, what have you, from about the 1700s through present day.
Okay.
And it covers the gamut of car dealer owners who did their own commercials and were well-liked and funny, to, you know, murders of a restaurant owner down on the hill.
Oh,
and so it ranges the
it was probably over toasted ravioli or something like that. Assuming. So what have you found to be the most kind of challenging thing doing reading in this kind of setting?
This is my first book, and pronunciation of some of the various names out of St. Louis has been the most challenging for me at this time. I don't know that I have enough time in reading here to have really had a bad experience yet.
Okay.
But the most difficult part for me at this time is the noise that comes from the pages in the book making so much noise and the microphone being sensitive.
I gotcha. Yeah. So just kind of learning the ropes and then seeing how you do everything. Right. Basically, is what it sounds like. Well, Dan, it's a pleasure to meet you.
You as well.
I'm really happy to have you here at Wolfner and look forward to hearing the new book.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon. And German and Dan, welcome to the Wolfner family. Dan, I am sure we are all looking forward to not only this book, but all others that you will record in the time you spend volunteering with us. And it's nice to know that German will be there to make sure that it gets out to the patrons. Welcome once again, you two. And with that, it's time to wrap up our very first episode of the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.